I'd like to read from the Gospel of Luke tonight, and it's chapter 5. And I don't know, maybe some of you know and some of you don't, but I've got a title for this subject tonight, and it's simply The Day That Jesus Walked Into Peter's Life, or The Day That He Walked Into Simon Peter's life. And we're taking up the story here in Luke's Gospel. It's chapter 5 and verse 1. And we'll begin the reading at 1 till 11 or so, but we'll begin the reading at verse 1 of Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him, that was the Lord Jesus, to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing in the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thirst out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Well, we'll just ask the Lord again to bless his word. Our Father, we thank you tonight for your word, and we just need your, as has already been prayed, we need your Holy Spirit to come and quicken your word to us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, your word is forever settled in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity of reading the marvelous account of what took place that day. Lord, I just pray you'll close us in with yourself and help me to speak the things you want me to speak, Lord. And I pray, Lord, you'll give us, just help us tonight by your Holy Spirit, Lord, and minister to your people. Bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, the Apostle Peter, he's mentioned a lot in the New Testament. And there's lots of things said about him, and you know, I choose this particular portion of scripture because this, I believe, is the first account, really, with Peter on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Matthew's Gospel, you'll read about this same event, but also you'll read that before that Jesus went into Simon's wife's house, and his wife's mother was sick of a fever, and they asked the Lord about her, and the Bible says he stood over her and the fever left her. And you know, just to drop this in, it says that she arose and ministered unto them. You know, in Pentecostal circles, and I'm not knocking Pentecost, but in Pentecostal circles there used to be a lot of people, when they went up for prayer, they were on the floor. and hit the floor, and you know, I was in meetings, my own self, where there's people on the floor, and some people was just lying on the floor for no reason. Some people maybe did get a touch, but a lot of people on the floor, and they were conscious that they were on the floor, and there was people employed in some of the big evangelistic meetings to catch people that was falling. And you know, once I went to a meeting, a Pentecostal meeting, and I had a camera with me, and there's a lot of people on the floor, and I took photographs. Such silly thing. You know something? There wasn't one of them films, one of them photographs came out. Not one. Not one. But having said that, the Lord moved in them meetings. There was people got deliverance. There was people who really got a touch from the Lord. There was deliverance in them. But deliverance doesn't come from raised land on the floor. And whenever the Lord ministered to people, they always got up. Now, that's not why I've come. That's not what I'm getting off the track. I want to get back to Peter. I want you to notice something. Jesus came to where Peter was.
Amen.
It's not wonderful. And Peter was an ordinary man. He was an ordinary fisherman. There wasn't anything extra special about him. But he's just going about his day's work. It's just another day. But a man called Jesus comes walking on the shores of Galilee. Hallelujah. And he's not only walking on the shores of Galilee, but there's a multitude of people who are wanting to hear the word of God. You know, might have been realized at the time, but revival was on the move. God had visited his people. The Lord had come. God had sent his only begotten Son into the world. And there Jesus, walking the shores of Galilee, comes to where Peter is. Isn't that wonderful? Peter wasn't seeking the Lord. Peter wasn't trying to find God. I don't believe he was a sinner. But this man receiveth sinners.
Amen.
And Peter had a fishing boat, and his brother Andrew, and she's in dry dock. She's sitting in the harbour. She's parked. And they're mending their nets. They're washing their nets. And James and John, who are brothers, are partner with Simon, Peter, and Andrew. They're their partners. And the Lord comes up and he asks Peter to do something that's very simple. First of all, he comes into Peter's boat and he asks him to launch out a little from shore, thrust out a little from the shoreline. And you can imagine Peter moving the ship out a little from the edge into the water, and the Bible says that Jesus sat down and he taught the people and he spoke to the people, and it says in verse 3, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thirst out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, we're not told what the Lord was saying, but no doubt he was preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
No doubt he was preaching the kingdom of heaven. And already he had begun to work miracles. Already he had begun to heal the sick. Already had begun to cast out demons. Already he had begun to show the way of salvation. And he was just addressing the people. And the Bible says that there was a multitude of people who was there for to listen to him. And you know, it says that the two ships was there, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Peter's, and he sat down and he taught the people. And you know, I'm sure there was a multitude there for to listen to him. And so much so, that's why the Lord went into the ship. Now you start to think about why the Lord went into the ship. Well, he came to where Peter was. Now, Peter wasn't expecting him. I don't believe Peter was expecting him, but he came to where Peter was. And you know, the Lord came to where we were.
Amen.
We didn't, you might, you don't tell me you went of your own accord and sought the Lord. No. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except my Father draw him. And you know, the Lord came to where Peter was. So he's in the boat and he's preaching. And then the next thing you know, it's in verse 4. And it's wonderful the way the scripture is so compact. There's so many things said in such a short space. And it says in verse 4, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
Amen.
You know, that in its own is a sermon, isn't it? That in its own is really a sermon, you know. Launch out into the deep. This is maybe beside the point, but I had a dream once about a ship. And she was sitting in dry dock. And there was water, a little water just, but not enough water to float the ship. And I remember looking at this ship and saying to myself, there's a ship and she's going to waste. She's sitting in dry dock. And in the dream, I started to ask the question, how is this ship ever going to move to where the deep water is? How is this ship ever going to launch? Because she's sitting there in dry dock. And it was said in the dream, unless this ship can be launched, she never can be proved. Nobody makes a ship to go on dry land. Now, we all know that, but it's fact. Could you imagine somebody building a ship and the ship's never launched? Ship never gets into the water. Sure, you don't know if she'll sail or not. You don't know if she'll sink or not. She's of no purpose. A ship's of no purpose on dry land. And also, a ship, apart from getting the cargo or getting the load on her, she's of no purpose in dry dock. She wasn't made. It's like an airplane parked on the runway that never flew. It's no use. It doesn't do anything. But the Lord speaks to Peter, and I want you to notice something else about him. All these things that the Lord said to him, never asked him to do anything out of the ordinary. He said, first of all, he says, thirst out a little from the land when he got into the ship. And then he said, tell him, launch out into the deep. Now, I started to tell you about having this dream about the ship, and I was wondering how the ship would get to the water. Because where she was only sitting in 6 inches of water and it would never float her. And I said, how would you ever get the ship to the sea? How would you ever get her launched? And the word came back, the ship can never go to the water, but the water can come to the ship. You know, we couldn't really go to God till he came to us by his Spirit. You might say, I can't go to God, but when the Holy Ghost comes to you, you don't have. God comes to where you are. And when God comes to where you are, you can have something from God.
Amen.
You can receive something from God when God comes to where you are. So then, you see, the Lord just spoke to Peter, and he says, when he had left off speaking, they said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, this was something that Peter had to do. He had to get that ship to move. There's no use dropping the net when she's in dry dock. There's no use. doesn't work. You're not going to get fish. You need to go where the fish are. You need to launch out into the deep. And you know, we as a church, I believe, and we as individuals, we need to launch out.
Amen.
Because one day it's going to be over.
Right.
One day it's over. There'll be no more fishing. There'll be no more soul winning. There'll be no more preaching. One day it's going to end. And the Lord said to Simon here, launch out into the deep. Now listen, Simon really wasn't interested. He really wasn't interested. Verse 5 tells me that. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, obviously, Simon moves the ship out. He launches out. He goes out into the deep. And the Lord, I said, the Lord not asked you to do something that you can't do. He'll only ask you to do what he knows you're capable of doing. And if you do that, that'll be enough. You'll not have anything more to do. You only do what the Lord says do. Nothing more, nothing less. And here, Peter has the ship. She's moved. He has got her to where there's deep water. And I say that Peter had no expectation. He had no expectation of catching fish. He had the excuse. For because he said to the Lord, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You know, when God tells you to do something, that's all you need. When the Lord tells you to do something and you know he's told you to do something, you don't need anything else. When the Lord speaks to you and tells you to do something, all you have to do is do what he said. And if you do what he said, something's going to happen.
Amen.
And here, something does happen. Now, Peter had let this net down. I wonder, did he go back to the very same spot where he was all night? Wonder did he go to that spot, or wonder did he go to that town where they said there'll be no revival here? Or did he go to that place where they say you're wasting your time here? I wonder where he went. We only know he went out into the deep. He moved out. He launched out. He moved. There was a move on when the ship was moving. The ship was set long enough. Now, Peter wasn't looking. Peter never asked for fish. Never said, Lord, I could be doing with a lot of fish. Lord, I need this, I need that. Never asked him, no. He didn't ask for the fish. And there wasn't only fish here. There was a supernatural manifestation of the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
There was a miracle here. Now today people call things miracles that are not miracles. But this was a miracle. This was a supernatural event. You imagine a ship going out and said, the Lord, Peter said something that's interesting. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, Lord Jesus, if you said, nevertheless, I don't expect much to happen, but nevertheless, Lord, you said to let the net down, and if you say to let it down, I'm going to let it down. You know, Peter let down that net, and he just let it down the same way as he let it down any other time. There wasn't anything special about it, only he done it at the Lord's command. Only he done it as obedience to Christ. Only he done it as a word from God or from the Lord Jesus saying, let down the net. You know, he could have said to the Lord, "Oh, I'm not bothered, it's not worth my while going out. I haven't been home in a while." You know, he said he toiled all night. Do you know the last time Peter was sleeping in bed? Maybe slept on the boat. But he lets down the net, hallelujah, when he let the net down, the Bible says, and when he had done this, and when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And you know, Peter was witnessing something here. And it says they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. They were overloaded. There was no quotas then, like, but I tell you, Brussels would have been cross. But there wasn't been anything they could have done about it, because Jesus said, "Let down the net." Hallelujah. You know, when he says, "Let down the net to pick up the bride," one of these days, they're going to be taken out of here the same way, but by a supernatural visitation from God Almighty. You could imagine these two ships. They wouldn't have held another fish. You know, don't meet Peter and tell him that the Lord wasn't a miracle worker. Don't meet Peter and tell him that Jesus wasn't a supernatural being, and that supernatural things didn't happen when you were in his presence. And so, verse 7 says, "And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, which was James and John, and they came and helped them, and they came, the Bible says, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" See, somebody says that if people see a miracle, it'll not convict them of sin. Well, Peter saw a miracle, and it convicted him of sin.
Amen.
He saw a miracle of fish. He saw the fish. He never saw fish like it in his life. I don't believe he ever saw fish like it in his life before it or after it. That was the day that Jesus walked into the life of Simon Peter.
Amen.
And Simon Peter never was the same again. I believe that. He never was the same again after seeing what he saw. And you know, Jesus didn't only preach the gospel, he demonstrated the gospel. And we've been told that time and time again, that the gospel is not only to be preached, but that the gospel is to be demonstrated. And you know, I said Peter never asked for fish, but the Lord gave him fish. And he gave him so many fish in the ship, the Bible says the ship was ready to sink. She was overloaded. She was gone down. The ship was down below the waterline mark. If there was a waterline mark on her, she was down below it, any lower, and the water would have been coming over the side. And she was really, and not one ship, two ships, both of them. And you know, Peter didn't come out with a list of good deeds he'd done when he saw this. He didn't come out, "Oh Lord, I do this, and Lord, I do that, and Lord, I do something else." He never done that. He said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He was convicted of sin. He said, "Depart, Lord, depart from me, Lord." You know, could you imagine Peter saying to himself, "Why is this holy man come into my ship? Why is this holy man come and preach a sermon from my ship?" And then he tells me to go out and launch out into the deep, and then we fill the ship to full and overflow and shall not hold another fish. There's ready to sink. Why did this holy man do this? And Peter's saying, you know, he doesn't really know me. He mustn't really know who I am. He mustn't really know me. He wouldn't keep company with me. But Jesus never departed from him. He said, "Depart from me, O Lord." And what did the Lord say to him? For the reason it is in verse 9 of Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, for it says that Peter, he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. He was astonished. That was a miracle. Peter saw a miracle. The first meeting that Peter ever went to, when it was over, maybe you could say, then they had a miracle. A supernatural event took place. A miracle happened. So that two ships was filled, the full and overflowing. So much so they began to sink. The ships began to sink. And Peter's astonished, and the Bible says that he's not only astonished, it says, and all that were with him. Everybody that was on that ship, everybody that was on the ship with James and John, they were astonished at the multitude of fishes. They never saw anything like it. And, you know, God's still able. And verse 10 says, and so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And the Bible says in verse 11, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. You know, Jesus said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Become a fisher of men. You know, the Lord never done anything without a purpose. But he came that day and he was preaching to the multitude, or he was teaching to the multitude. And then he got into Peter's boat. Well, Peter's boat was in the right place at the right time. Peter was there where the Lord came, to where he was. As I said, Peter never went to seek the Lord. The Lord came to where he was. And he showed him a miracle. And he said, fear not. He says, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. I tell you, Peter was astonished. He was surprised. I said he hadn't any expectation when he let that net down. I don't believe he had. But the Lord said, let it down. And Peter says, nevertheless, at your word, Lord, if you said let it down, I'm going to let the net down. You know, it's maybe just a short, I've maybe spent 20 minutes, but I want to conclude by saying this. No matter how little we do for Jesus, there is always a reward.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. No matter how little we do for Jesus, there is always a reward. You know, I said it before and I'm going to say it again. The Lord never asked Peter to do something spectacular. He just said, do what you normally do. Do your own thing. Peter, get the ship. Launch her out into the deep. And let the net down. That's all the Lord asked him. And he done it. Not expecting anything. But when he done it, there was a miracle happened. God does miracles. Somebody might say that's whenever the Lord was on the earth. That's the way over 2,000 years ago or more. Well, he's still the same tonight.
Amen.
He has never changed.
Amen.
He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that. And you know, Peter, it would have been hard enough for Peter to have expectation, because if you worked all night fish and never caught one, you would say it's not worth our while, wouldn't you? But the Lord said, let down the net. And the net was let down. And they filled, the Bible says that the net, Simon's ship, broke the net, but they still filled the ship. They still filled that ship. And you know, when they brought them into the dock again, when they brought them ships back, the Bible says they forsook all. They walked away from her. They just walked away from her and followed Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, follow me. He said, follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men. Oh boy, you see, that's a better employment than fishing. It's the best employment there is. I know it mightn't be the easiest, it might be the hardest, but it's the best employment that you can have in the world, is to serve the Lord and follow the Lord. Praise his holy name. No matter, I've written that down, no matter how little we do for Jesus, there's always a reward. You know, Peter had a reward that day. He had a reward. He allowed the Lord to come into the boat. When the Lord said, launch out, or when he said, thrust out a little from the shore, he moved the ship a little out. He could have said, oh, it's a lot of trouble to do that. No, he didn't. We don't read that. He done simple things. And then whenever the Lord had left off speaking, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Peter said, boy, we've worked all night and we've never got nothing, but according to your word, we'll do it. We'll go with the word. We'll go with your word, Lord. You know, if you go with God's word, you can't fail. God's word will bring you through. God's word will see you through. And the Lord, I believe he changed Peter that day. I believe Peter never was the same again. You can't see a miracle and not be the same again. You can't see something supernatural take place before your eyes and not be the same. If you are, there's something wrong with you. I believe that with all my heart. So the Lord bless you. You know, it's just gone 25 past for me. And you know what I'd like us to do? I'd like us to sing a little guy if we can, and then we come to prayer, Tommy, if that's okay. And you know, there's a wee song, and I don't know if we have got the words for it or not, and I don't know if we can sing it well, but it's that wee song, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. You know, Peter just followed simple instructions, and the Lord done something spectacular. And I know it has been very short maybe tonight, and but I believe it's true, and I believe it's simple gospel truths and simple truths that help God's people and help us to follow him. And says, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. And you know, as I said before, there's no better thing that we can do just to serve the Lord and follow the Lord. And I believe they do great things. Praise his holy name. Amen. And we'll just maybe sing this over in an attitude of worship. And we'll just come to a time of prayer then. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you just have to help us just to try and sing this. Praise the Lord. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads. mich.